What is up, everybody? Welcome to Ladies Night on Disney Movie News. Tonight we're talking about the Jungle Cruise, Pandora, and a little bit of Pixar. Hold on to your butts.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
Ladies night, oh yes, it's ladies night.
I don't think we can
and
sing.
And I'm feeling right.
Are we allowed to sing?
Oh yes, it's ladies
copyright
night.
Arrangement. Everybody. It's ladies night on Disney Movie News because woo! Just ladies up in here talking about Disney.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Sarah Sterling. That's my name. And you can follow me everywhere at @SarahSterling_ on Twitter, Sarah Sterling on YouTube. Yeah, it's hard for me to remember what my usernames are. Also follow the Popcorn Talk and Popcorn Talk Network on YouTube and the Popcorn Talk on Twitter.
You'll always be Sarah Snitch.
I know, right? You can still find me at Sarah Snitch everywhere, but like, whatever.
Hi, guys. I'm Keaton Markey, and I am excited to be here. You guys can follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey.
Hey, guys. I'm Renee, and you can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel. And I was so Disney this week, but we'll probably talk about that.
When are we going to talk about it?
Should we
talk about
it now? Yeah, just do it now. That's because you've been building this up.
She's been building this up, like, not just today. Like, what, yesterday? Was it yesterday? It feels like
yeah,
2 days ago.
Yeah, I tweeted at them.
She was like, just like, wait, you guys. I was so Disney this week. I was like, did you go to Disneyland? She was like, not that Disney. So I don't know what it was.
First. Yes. Guess who watched Guardians of the Galaxy?
You did.
Renee. I
wait, did. The second one or the first one?
The first one.
Well, I didn't
can't
know
just, like, you... watch... Well, I probably...
Yes, you can. Let's be real. Have.
I so would just watch the second one because of, like, how I started Star Wars. But I didn't. I watched the first one. And did you guys watch the Radio Disney Awards? I went to the Radio Disney Awards.
Oh, my God.
Awards. Who was
whoa,
right behind
whoa,
me?
Whoa, whoa, Disney. Keep it Disney.
Was it Nick Jonas? Oh, it was... Was he shorter than me? He was.
Of course
definitely.
He was.
Who isn't shorter than
but
you?
But he was very handsome. I was this close to Britney Spears. I was in the pit, guys. I got pit ticks.
How'd you
Disney,
get pit ticks?
I won them on one iota. Like, it was like a raffle, and I won them. I was very excited. Guys, it was so an experience. Moana, the girl, I always forget her name, the girl that actually like played Moana sang yeah, along with Alessia Cara, and they both sounded beautiful, and they both were beautiful. So many pretty people. All these celebrities so close, like all these Disney stars. Raven was there. Raven said hi to us. Oh my gosh. Kelsey
were
Ballerini.
Like,
yeah.
That's what I would do to Raven. I'd be like, hey, Raven.
She'd be like, security. it was a really fun experience, and I remember thinking, I just can't wait to tell everyone on Disney Movie News.
Did you not post anything?
Like, there? No. We weren't allowed to have our phones inside.
Oh, my God, because I was like, I follow you. I don't...
Are you kidding me? I would have been all over
I was like,
that.
Where the hell, like, did you not post?
I did post a picture on my story of, I circled me, because I watched a video, and then I circled Nick Jonas, because we were very close. I was like, look.
Did you say hi to anybody? Like, did anybody, like, give you a hug? Did you fangirl on anyone?
No one gave me a hug or anything. I did say hi to a lot of people. Kelsey Ballerini's the sweetest, cutest thing in the world. She was, like, talking to all of us, like, do you mind, like, if I do, like, some crowd work with you guys, like, are you gonna, and they were like, yeah, and then she was super cool. I said hi to Raven. I looked at Nick Jonas. Words didn't come out, but I think he knew. I was like, one day.
You guys had a connection?
Is it weird for me to say that, like, you and Nick Jonas look like you could be related?
I
agree.
Never.
You have, like, the nice eyebrows
you could be a brown Jonas.
You like
that's Joe.
I'm the Jonas sister.
Sorry. I meant Joe.
Oh,
not Nick.
That makes more sense.
Get in my Jonas's mix.
Yeah.
Up.
At least you didn't say Kevin.
That's
true.
As Leo calls him, Potato Jonas.
Oh my!
Anyway. The least favorite Jonas brother, but
well,
it was
I think the bonus Jonas.
Such
is the
a cool experience, you guys.
That's really cool. I'm glad you got to do that.
Yes, it was so fun. Oh my gosh, the Britney tribute was insane.
How
so
much did Jamie Lee look like Britney in her whole styling, whatever?
Well,
I thought it was Britney Spears because I thought like she because they're like and there's going to be a surprise performance at the end like of the tribute and I was like oh it's Britney is that Britney and I was like oh it's Jamie.
I think Maria's. Hair and makeup artist, I think he worked on Jamie. I think I saw him post that he did her hair and makeup for that. So,
oh, yeah. Interesting.
He's great. You guys could follow him.
Yeah, seriously.
Let me just double check.
There she
guys,
is.
Guys, it was the coolest. And then some random band played at the end. I don't know if I'm just not cool enough to know who they were, but they played like this, I'm going to make you clap your hands. And I was like, that is truly a way to get the audience involved is to have it
you're
in your
gonna
song.
You're
like,
going to make me clap my hands? Don't tell me what
your hands.
Gonna...
We did.
It was Radio Disney, so I'm sure there's, like, a lot of
Yeah.
It was something. It was something. Nick Jonas won an award. It was quite the experience. Very fun. Oh, Noah Cyrus performed. She was quite nice. Her little thing, her confetti thing didn't work at the end.
Yikes.
Then she just like walked away.
Yes, Dimitri did it. So Dimitri's Maria's hair makeup. See?
Look. That's so cool.
Doesn't she look like that's
she
why?
She looked gorge. Yeah. And she looked just like her sister. It was insane.
Jamie Lynn.
Gemma.
Giannettos, I think that's how you say his Instagram. Giannettos.
Anyways,
he does really awesome hair and makeup. Just follow him. He does a lot of really cool stars.
On to the Disney movies.
Yes!
Not that we know Disney isn't Disney, because it obviously is. Big controversy this week that has already been cleared up. So I'm excited to talk about it. Renee is ready for the controversy. She's
what
like,
is
dish
it?
Me the dirt.
Tell me.
Well, thank God you know what the Jungle Cruise is now.
Now I know.
It's Jungle Cruise related. The Rock this week on his Instagram posted this photo of him with an old map of Disneyland, and he wrote a status saying that he was working with Walt Disney Imagineering to redesign Jungle Cruise attractions on both coasts. And everyone flipped out.
Well, this is my question.
Right.
Who, Rock, The Rock, who are you? What makes you qualified?
He's going to be in the Jungle Cruise movie.
I understand that, but what makes you qualified to be doing this to a Disneyland ride? You're not an Imagineer, dude.
I agree. He also kind of looks like Mao just in that pose. Like, if he had, like, the hair, he would still look like Mao in that photo.
Maui?
I was like,
Maui.
This is Mao.
I don't think give him a nickname.
I was like, Mao from sure. Descendants.
Just keep it short.
Maui. Well, here's the good thing is that Disney already was like, we have no plans to change anything about the Jungle Cruise attractions. So, who knows? Maybe
Wait,
he said
weird.
Something that wasn't supposed to be announced yet, or maybe he misunderstood the reason he was at Walt Disney Imagineering.
Oh, man.
One of the two. What was an indicator, I think, from the start is that this was only ever announced on his Instagram and
Very
nowhere
official.
Else. Which tells you that maybe Disney didn't want it posted.
Fact.
Maybe Disney, you know. Disney was like, we gave him a tour of Imagineering, but we don't
like,
have any
he's
plans
like, we're gonna
to
change
do
some
anything.
Things.
Yeah. So everyone who is freaking out about that can stop freaking out because it is apparently, at least for now, not a reality.
Calm down.
Calm down, Diz Twitter.
But
calm down, The Rock. Like,
even
whoa,
though, but
bro.
Even though I don't think The Rock has any, like, you know, it's like, stay out of that stuff. Everything he's been touching recently has kind of turned
right.
to gold and made lots of money, so...
I really, like, don't mind it, you know what I mean? As long as they're not, like, throwing in a rock animatronic.
Oh, God, can you imagine?
It'd be terrible.
Oh, my gosh, it's like, surprise!
Yeah, I wouldn't right.
Like Johnny either. Depp did this week?
Yeah, we'll talk about that
Segway.
In a little bit.
Oh, speaking of The Rock, remember that movie he was in The Game Plan with Madison Pettis?
Mm-hmm.
Madison Pettis was at the Radio
oh
Disney movie.
It's always going back to Radio Disney!
Yes.
Oh.
I mean, you could go. What,
I think
fine.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll talk about Jack Sparrow in a little bit. But first, lots of insane videos out of Pandora, the world of Avatar this week. See, this is like, it's an interesting episode of Disney Movie News because we got like some movie news, but it's like mostly like park-inspired movie news. So Avatar Land, which is not the real name, it's Pandora, world of Avatar, opens the end of this month. May 27th, that weekend. But press is already getting to go see it. And so we have, like, a lot of videos out of the land. And they're wild.
Can we see some?
Yeah, we're going to watch, like, some little clips.
Yay.
We got, like, a lot of videos, but we don't have to watch all of them. We can, like, kind of skip forward. So I think this is...
Oh.
Suspenseful music.
This is Navi River Journey. This is the boat ride. So this is the queue. Those are like the floating rocks.
That's cool. This looks great.
Right.
Do you guys think the music's fitting for what he's filming right now?
It's a little much.
Dun, dun. I wonder if it's the music that they're playing in the park.
Oh, perhaps.
It could be Avatar-like soundtrack music.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe.
We could probably skip a little bit ahead to like the
That's
ride
a fun
part.
Fun ride. These lines are going to be outrageous. Does he edit? Oh.
So this is on the ride.
That's beautiful.
And it's pretty incredible. Looking, the bioluminescence is like wild.
So is this just like a slow type of ride? Oh my God, that thing!
It's a screen back there.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, it's like a boat ride. It's like a Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay, so it's slow. It's just kind of touring.
Yes.
Okay.
With animatronics.
well, with like a lot of stuff. But yeah, there's one crazy animatronic coming up.
Oh God,
I'm a little nervous.
Renee's face.
Renee's picking at her nails.
Nervousness.
It's like a little weird in here. Well, not in here, like in there.
The animatronic on this ride is the same animatronic from that TV spot that we saw a little bit ago. There she is. The Shaman of Songs.
She looks peaceful.
I mean,
have you ever
sure.
seen Avatar?
Yeah, like forever ago. Only once.
She is peaceful. Wow, that's an amazing animatronic.
Right.
Look how smooth.
It's real. That's an animatronic that's...
That's, I mean, they just need to practically do the next Avatar movie and just have them
I know,
make
that's what someone said to me the other night. They're like, why don't they just have the whole movie with animatronics?
That's not a screen, that's an anima...
That's a thing.
That's
a
insane.
Yeah, it's an animatronic.
Next level.
Wow. The thing that I always forget about Na'vi is that they're, like, 7 feet tall.
Yeah, they're
They're
giant.
Huge.
Because in the movie, you don't That's get that tall. Scale, really, except in a couple small parts
right.
of how big they are, because usually we see the Na'vi just with the Na'vi.
So here's another huge Na'vi. This is in the line for their other attraction, which is called Flight of Passage, which is like a simulator. We are riding a Banshee ride.
Ooh.
And so in the
I
line, there's this avatar.
You know what's funny is in the
water.
Movie, the avatars don't have pants.
Right.
So
well,
it's Disney World.
Like he like twitches Land. After a little bit. He's like, boom, boom, twitch. Do
does
it.
He? When
do
does
it.
He
twitch.
There. Oh.
Wow.
He did
it's a little
bit.
Underwhelming.
Here's twitch. The thing. Some people day of when they were like at this event were like, we're being told that this is not a screen. It's an animatronic. But then other people were like, no, it's confirmed. It's a screen. So if someone wants to let me know the truth, that'd be great.
That's really creepy looking.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
It stresses me out. It's like the womb.
Yeah. So those are there's two rides, and those are clips from both. There's no clips from Flight of Passage because it's a 3D, like, motion simulator, so they can't, like, film the ride. So that's all we get from Flight of Passage. But yeah. So, yeah, Pandora, World of Avatar. I think that's all we need to watch. Maybe.
There's another cool thing that I'm reading on the article is, yeah. like, you can make your own... You can turn yourself into an avatar and get a little doll.
Yeah, for, like, 75 bucks or something.
Oh, maybe not that much. Maybe not $75.
It's
so fun,
cool.
It's very fun.
Wait, is there any, like, clip of specific food, maybe? We could, like, see a little bit of it.
You mean, like, see a little bit of the food?
I haven't watched anything. Yeah, no worries.
I'm hungry. Can you see the food?
Close up.
Everyone in the chat saying, like, super cool but creepy realistic.
Yeah.
For all of these things.
Hey, everybody in the chat, thumbs up, please. Thanks. Oh, my God. I want to eat
foods.
This all.
Oh, my God. I love Disney
oh
media
gosh.
Events where they just put it all out like this.
Oh, my. That looks healthy, too.
What is that?
Oh, look at the buns.
Interesting.
Pork
is this
buns.
What Na'vi eat?
Quesadillas. Yeah, Na'vi.
Oh, my God.
I just want those pork buns all day. You understand how good pork buns are.
I've never
People
had
in the chat,
them.
You know about pork buns.
So Build-A-Bear, but for Avatar. It's an action figure. It's not like a plush, I think, with your face on it.
Look at that pig in a blanket. Delish.
Delish.
Anyway, I'm pumped. I'm going.
When?
Like a week after it opens.
I'm very jealous.
I'm going first week of June.
The lines are going to be really long.
Yes. We're doing a whole day at Animal Kingdom.
Who are you going with? Just you and Leo?
Nope. Leo's not going. The rest of the Thingamavlogs is going.
Wow.
Well, Leo's kicked out. Just kidding.
No.
He's not here. I'm going to spill the dirt.
You're going to, like, freak people out.
That's, like, what? Our favorite joke. Like, we're like sometimes, like, on Tiffany's birthday, we, like, went to Disneyland, and people were like, why wasn't Patrick there? We were like, we kicked him out.
We had this really big fight. The band broke up.
Yeah.
No, he met a Yoko.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, Avatar Land opening, like, the same weekend as Guardians Breakout on this coast. So, it's a big weekend for Disney parks.
Oh, my gosh.
Also, I think the same weekend, Pirates of the Caribbean. Dead Man Tell No Tales is coming out.
Oh.
Is that correct? Is that the opening weekend?
It is a crazy, crazy
weekend.
Yeah, it
is the same weekend. And so other big viral news that happened this week is that Johnny Depp came to Disneyland and just posted up on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride and surprised guests as they were on Pirates of the Caribbean.
Do we think he also surprised Disneyland?
No, because Disney, Disney made this video.
Oh, man.
Here's this video.
He was paid by Disney to do this.
Right, for sure. All I could think about when I was watching this video is how I would never be able to do something like this because I could not physically be that close to the animatronics.
Oh my god.
Also, did they just turn off all the animatronics around him? Because none of them are moving. Look at it. None of them are moving.
Well, they squirt water, those ones that are right behind them, so maybe they...
Like, I don't know what's going on.
I've been expecting you for hours.
What would you do if you were on this ride?
Well, I would be first so of all, confused. My friend was at, I had a couple friends at Disneyland that day, and it kind of killed me because I almost was like going to message them, hey, I'm going to just come meet you at Disney. Oh my gosh. I don't know what I would do. I would freak out.
They all must have known that something was
happening. Well, they did have the signs. I've heard that they
right.
had the signs
that
they were filming.
They said the signs saying they were filming. And also, like, they are being lit by a camera somewhere, you know, by a light.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, they knew something was up.
They had to have known. Even if you see the reactions, it's like they're anticipating
something.
You can
hear it. You can hear the people reacting in the boat ahead of you.
Yeah.
Unless they kind of space right. the boats out a little bit.
And they also, look, they have a camera on the boat. Did you see that shot?
Yeah.
So it's like...
GoPros, you get, can yeah, hide those, though.
You get into a boat and there's a GoPro in front of you.
And you're like, Oh, there he is again.
Someone in the comments asking, is this Disney animatronics news? That's the new name of our show. Yeah.
Wait, I almost dropped my phone in the water. Wait, who was there?
Maybe Callie Caven.
Oh my gosh.
He's done this before, I think, like when one of the other Pirates movies came out.
I remember Brandon Fraser did it on the Mummy ride at Universal. Like, I remember, because I just remember he did it for Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah.
And it was like some anniversary of the Mummy ride, or maybe it was like when the third or whatever, fifth one, sixth to tenth one was coming out. But I love Brandon Fraser. I wish Harrison Ford, I hope he does it for... Indiana Jones.
No, my favorite thing about this is like all the jokes that people are making, where it's like, yeah, like Harrison Ford should be on Indy being like, why'd it have to be snakes? And Patrick Warburton should just show up on Soarin' and be like, nice work, pal. Like, all these different things, and I'm like, oh my god. Neil Patrick Harris on California Screamin', blah, blah, blah.
That is his.
Yeah, Neil Patrick Harris does the countdown when you launch on California Screamin'.
I knew there was a reason that was my favorite ride.
Oh my god.
I love
NPH.
That ride. So great.
Oh.
When is he going to be like a big Disney?
Well, that's the thing. I was talking
person.
To somebody about this recently. It's like Neil Patrick Harris is very much embraced by Disney considering he's never been in a Disney movie.
Well, ABC with How I Met Your Mother.
That wasn't ABC.
Oh, are you sure?
I don't think so.
I think How I Met Your Mother was ABC. I thought it was.
No, I think it was.
It was CBS.
Okay, well.
Right. So, but they asked him to do the Screamin'. That was like a while ago. And then for the 60th anniversary, he did the narration for World of Color Diamond Edition. Mm-hmm. And it was like a lot of Neil Patrick Harris in that show. He's done Candlelight Processional at Disneyland. They're like Christmas thing that they do. And it's like very interesting that he's so embraced considering he like hasn't.
Maybe he's, like, waiting for the right...
Doogie Howser was ABC, someone is saying.
I'm going to throw this out there, and I just thought about this. What about Neil Patrick Harris as the genie? Because he is a magician. He's a huge part of the Magic Castle and the magic community. It would be a very out-of-left-field choice, but at the same time, I could see him doing it justice. He would bring his own... A very unique thing. I don't think he would try to be Robin Williams at all. I think he would... NPH, and I would still really enjoy him.
I really like him. I hope he voices something.
Me too. Because
he's
I
a
love
great
him.
Voice.
He's so talented.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm distracted by this crazy person in the chat. the rest of the news that we have is actually like Disney movie news. Thank goodness.
Oh.
You know, a little bit of Disney movie
Switch
news.
Switch it up.
Wrinkle in Time is a movie that's coming out, and we got like a title treatment for it. A little title treatment.
Considering the movie's not coming out for like 5 years. No. Only 1 year.
Yeah, I'm like, what are you talking about?
5 years.
There it is. A Wrinkle in Time.
I'm excited.
I need to reread it.
I know, me too. I haven't read it for years.
They're in production. I mean, they're in production. They got in production a while ago, and I remember a friend of mine, who was an editor, was like, oh, like a friend of mine just got hired on A Wrinkle in Time, and this is a long time ago. So the amount of time they're working on post for this movie is crazy because of all like the special effects that they have to do in it.
I really truly don't remember a lot of the story.
I don't either.
At all.
I just remember reading the book.
I remember like what I imagined the main character looking like, but that's like all I remember. So that is a thing that we will probably hear more and more about. You can probably anticipate hearing a lot about it at D23. And the last bit of news that we have is about Pixar's newest upcoming short film, Loo.
I'm excited. We
have heard about a little bit. We saw like this little guy, this sweater with eyes, in the box.
Brave little toaster!
Right, blanket. It is very it's reminiscent. Blanket. So this, if you don't remember, is the short that we'll be playing before Cars 3, which comes out on June 16th. Oh, Renee, you like it.
It's so cute.
It's really cute.
Even though it's an inanimate, well, it's an animate object, actually.
Right. In case you forgot, the story focuses on a monster who lives in a lost and found box at an elementary school. His name is Loo, and he's made up of all the things found in the lost and found box. So he's not just the hoodie. There's the red hoodie. There's other items like baseballs, buttons, slinkies, shoes, plenty of other items.
I feel like he should be on Sesame Street.
The little boy looks so concerned. He's like, can I just, like, have my football?
Right. So we have a few plot details. Maybe we'd be, like, so excited about plot details for, like, a Pixar short. But Loo apparently takes it upon himself to scour the playground for all the items that get left behind. And then he secretly gives them back to the kids to enjoy. That's him. But one day he notices a bully who's been stealing stuff from his classmates, and what happens next is hilarious and moving.
I like that they tell you.
He teaches him not to be a bully
hilarious.
Anymore.
Get moving.
It's going to be hilarious and
like
moving.
Pretty Little Lies.
I love Pixar shorts, and this one seems really sweet. So
I'm excited for this one. It's probably the only reason I'll see Cars 3.
Oh my god, I'm pumped for Cars 3.
I'm not.
Listen.
I don't care.
Like, I didn't put this, like, in the news. But, like, a lot of people were shown, like, 50 minutes of Cars 3. Like
50?
This 50? Past weekend. Yeah, like, press.
5-0?
50, yeah.
That's a lot.
And people are like, it's the best one in the franchise.
Wow.
Well, none of them in the franchise are that good, so.
Cars 1 was fine.
My voice is a bit raspy and very princess-like. I've never heard someone describe it as a princess voice
raspy.
But thank you. It's much appreciated.
Yeah. Wow. I'm excited.
I'll watch it, Sarah. I'll go. Are you going opening night?
You know what?
She'll probably get press tickets.
Well, we'll probably see it. But we'll probably see it before it comes out. But we maybe, you know, like Thingamavlogs does movie events. You know.
Was this maybe a coaster drop,
but it like really like uneventfully dropped on my computer and didn't make any noise.
Yeah. So probably going to do a bunch of car stuff.
Cool.
Tiff loves cars. Tiff from Thingamavlog. So.
Oh, and Tiff. I love Tiff and respect Tiff, so I have to.
She's from Tennessee, so she's into that.
Oh, the Route 66. That stuff. Old stiff.
Yeah.
Vintage.
Oh, yeah. So.
I'll see it to talk about it.
Yeah, it's a Disney movie, and we're Disney movie
I'm gonna. I see all Disney. I even see Disney movies that you guys don't see.
Like what?
BFG.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see that.
And she was so excited about it, too.
Oh, my God. The other night, Leo and I were like, let's watch a movie. And we were like, let's watch, like, something we haven't ever seen. I mean, there's a few Disney movies I've never seen. Renee's looking at me like, that's insane. Okay, you didn't see Star Wars until, like, a day ago.
You can't judge. No judgment from this side.
So we tried to watch Chicken Little because of Jovan.
Oh, Jovan!
Because Jovan was like, I love Chicken Little.
I've even seen that. Weird, right?
We couldn't finish it.
I get it. That's not a good one. I don't like that one.
It's good. And like, I was surprised a lot of people following me on Twitter were like, oh, it's pretty good though. And I'm like, is it?
You know what you should watch? Have you ever seen Hounded, that Disney Channel original movie with the dog, the Pomeranian?
Probably.
Okay. There's a funny clip of it on YouTube that you can watch. Watch like Hounded clip, like, or sorry, YouTube Hounded clip. And it's the funniest scene of the movie. And I hadn't seen that movie in years. And I looked that up on YouTube. It's like a 5-minute clip. And it will make your night. Go watch it. So the Pomeranian that forgot to take its... Well, didn't forget to take its meds. It just didn't... No one fed it its meds. And it went crazy. And it's a very funny scene. And the movie's great.
Everyone's coming at me for hating on Chicken Little. Here's the thing, guys. Weird. Okay, like early 2000s Disney was so weirdly self-referential, and it's so bizarre. Like, it references itself a million times. And we were watching Chicken Little, and we were like, is Chicken Little an adult? Like, or a child? He's, like, voiced by an adult. Like, he sounds like an adult. And, like, I'm like, wow, the town is making, like, such a big deal over him thinking the sky was falling. Like, it's just very, like, the whole plot. I'm like, I don't get it, man.
No bueno.
They made a movie about him saying the sky was falling. Like, how shady can a town be? Am I right?
Am I right, ladies?
Am I right?
So I'll try to finish it. I need to finish that. I need to watch Home on the Range, which I've also never seen.
Oh, I've never seen that.
I've never seen Dinosaur.
Oh, I love Dinosaur.
You love Dinosaur?
I just remember, I haven't seen it. Wait. I don't know if it has rewatchability.
I think I have seen it.
I remember seeing Dinosaur in the theaters, and it was so terrifying. It's so great. And then I went to Animal Kingdom shortly after, and they had the ride, which is very similar to the Jurassic Park ride at Universal, but it's like a water ride and there's dinosaurs and then
dinosaur.
The big scary dinosaur. Yeah, well, that's I just like thrill rides when I was a kid. So when a movie like was just like a ride, I was in it.
I loved it.
And I just thought it was really, really cool because like at the time I was like, these special effects are so awesome. Even though the whole movie was animated, but it was like, it was just different. It was different. It blew my mind. I liked Jurassic Park and stuff. I wanted to be Indiana Jones and an archaeologist.
I think so. Chris Stan is like my mind right now. She says, I think you should watch it all to judge it, but it's still bad.
It's pretty
Super
bad.
Iron Halo. Do not ever watch Home on the Range.
The crazy thing about Home on the Range is that it's Alan Menken music.
Oh, well, there you go.
It's like, it's got some good stuff. Yeah, so we tried to watch that.
Oh, my God.
And then we turned it off and watched Anastasia.
So the knit-nat just said, I still have my puppets from Dinosaur, and I do, too. They came from McDonald's, and they were those little, like, weird hand puppets. I remember we used to, like, play with them on long car rides.
Without Dinosaur, we wouldn't have Tangled. Yeah. Probably would have gotten there anyway.
Yeah. Rapunzel's a pretty popular.
No, I think he means in terms of CGI.
Oh.
Right.
We would have gotten there. Pixar led the way.
Yeah, seriously.
So, Disney owned part of it.
I think that's what he means.
Yeah, it's fine.
Who knows?
Cool. I think, is that it? Is that it today?
Keaton's trying to get out of here.
just calling me out.
Calling you out.
Am I cut?
Calling you out.
Gots to go.
Yeah, I mean, that's all we have. But do you have anything else you want to add?
You know, I haven't done anything super Disney this week.
Not as Disney as Renee.
And
I did something super Disney today.
What'd you do?
I can't. Oh, surprise. I can't. I don't think I'm really supposed to say what it was. But
so if we end the show, you can tell me.
Right. I can tell you after the show. But I was at Disneyland at 5 in the morning today.
Wow.
Oh, they were filming something.
Yes.
That's all the information you can have.
I did a good job on it. That's all I can tell you.
Oh, Disney style stuff?
No.
Oh.
You'll see eventually.
Get it, girl.
Also, I like don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but I've started saying it a little bit. Leo and I are going to Shanghai Disneyland on Monday.
Sarah and Leo won't be here next week, but you still should tune in.
Right.
We're going to have a special guest, and Renee and I are kind of taking over. So,
yeah,
come in for the special guest.
If you want Patrick to come on next week's episode, tweet at him and tell him to be on Disney Movie News next week in mine and Leo's place. Because we will be in China.
That's insane. Oh, my God. Will you please take a picture of all the food you eat and then send it to me?
Yes.
Thanks. I mean, so fascinated.
Probably won't text you from China, but.
In 2 weeks, can we have just like a Sarah and Leo recap of their trip?
Sure. Yes.
Like, screw Disney News. Let's just hear about your trip.
We just want to know.
Would love it.
Everything.
Everyone's freaking out.
Send us a postcard.
Yeah, I'm excited to go on Tron Light Cycle Roller Coaster. I'm excited to go on Pirates of the Caribbean, which Tiffany says is the best attraction in the entire world.
Oh, my God.
Their Pirates is very different.
You're so scared of animatronics.
Right.
I'm concerned for you. Can Leo please film you experiencing the ride?
There'll be lots of footage.
Please. Sarah's going to freak out.
I mean, I've seen a lot of videos of Shanghai. Because I never thought that I would be going there, like, ever. So I was like, might as well just watch this. So I kind of like know what to expect. Weirdly, there's this ride called Voyage of the Crystal Grotto that is inside the castle. Their castle there is the biggest castle in the world. There's a restaurant inside. There's a ride inside.
Oh my gosh.
And there's a walkthrough.
Oh my gosh.
And so the ride that's in the castle is like Storybookland Canals, like the Monstro here, except the dioramas that you pass through are huge. Like, they're huge statues and stuff. And it's just like a nice little boat ride, and you go and you see, like, scenes.
This is why I'm going to stay up late tonight. Not because of the event, but because after the event I'm going to, I'm just going to watch videos of Disneyland Shanghai.
And weirdly, I can't watch videos of Voyage of the Crystal Grotto. It freaks me out. And they're not even animatronics.
Shut up. Hold
they're up. Just big statues. They're too big.
I'm looking them up.
They
I'm
seem too big for my life.
Voyage the Crystal Grotto.
Name.
Okay, here. I'm looking it up right now. What does it look like? They're too... Oh.
Yeah, it's just like big statues.
Oh.
Oh.
Right.
Oh,
they move.
Oh, they are large. They
move. Don't like move. They kind of just like, you know, it's like I'm...
They don't look that big.
I just don't know how
you don't
close
like that they
are
emote,
to
really?
I just don't like it. Even just thinking about it right now, I'm like getting a little bit.
The genie freaks me out a little bit. I don't like him. And look, Aladdin's right there.
Too close!
Genie has like hairy chest.
Why isn't he sitting on it? Why is he like kneeling like that?
He's dropping
is that
it
comfortable?
Like oh, I feel like this is Alice in Wonderland. Where's the Red Queen? Does anything pop out at you? I just don't like things
don't
that pop
so.
Out at me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty.
It's to the person pretty. Asking if Leo's going to propose to me in Shanghai, definitely not.
Sarah's like, I would kill him.
I would kill him. Anyway. He knows what I would do if he ever proposed to me in public, is I would say yes publicly and then say no immediately when we are alone.
Just do it for hints.
Don't want to embarrass him. Yeah.
Just do it for hints. Yeah, I don't like this.
Right.
Do you know what this kind of reminds me of that freaked me out?
What?
The aerial ride in California Adventure. I went on it for the first time last time I went to Disneyland. And Ariel just looks like lifeless behind her eye. Like, she just really freaked me out.
The one here?
Yeah. The statue of Ariel, I did not like one bit. She had lifeless eyes.
Wait, on the Little Mermaid ride?
Yes.
What were lifeless about her eyes?
Yeah, she's a little lifeless.
She was very scary. I did not like her one bit. My friend and I were both like, this is scarier than Haunted Mansion just because of the Ariel statue. It's the same concept as Haunted Mansion, but it's like, they skip all like the scary stuff too. Like, they don't even talk about the climax of the movie. They just kind of skip
they're
over
just,
it.
Like, bye.
And then they're like, they're married, and then her eyes are still lifeless.
Yeah, they
as
are.
A human.
And
you're
she's like
yeah. You're like, ah. I can see how that's scarier than things that move.
Yeah, and I don't know what it is. Tiff makes fun of me because she's like, it's just like a nice fantasy boat ride. Like,
I can't wait for all these reactions.
And
videos.
I'm just going to be like, ugh. The aerial one on Voyage of the Crystal Grotto is a lot. It's just like a big aerial. This is why I'm always scared. There's a hotel in Disney World called the Art of Animation Hotel. And all over the hotel, there's these like huge statues.
I like the way you say huge.
Huge. Like... Just, there'll be, like, a huge Ursula and, like, a huge...
She's walking around the corner. Ah!
Right. No, I, like, can't handle it. I'm like, I could never.
At least they're not in your room. Can you imagine?
Yes. No. I
for
can't
your
imagine.
Your birthday.
No. Anyway, thank you guys for watching.
Ah!
What?
Oh, the Snow White thing? Yeah, that's the Snow White walkthrough in the castle.
Interesting.
Anyway, you can definitely look forward
to
lots of vlogs.
She kind of looks like Sophia the First.
If I get freaked out, there'll be footage of me crying.
Woo! Something
Woo.
To look forward to.
Look forward to me crying.
Just make Leo do like an underwater thing.
Yeah. Anyway, that is all the news that we have. And since Keaton really wants to leave you all.
Hey, I got caught up in these, like, I'm already stuck in the Shanghai videos.
I know, right?
Like, going down a dark hole. But yes, let's leave.
Yes, anyway, thank you for joining us for Disney Parks movie news.
Yeah, basically.
This week. We'll Leo and I won't be here next week, but then very soon we'll be talking about Guardians of the Galaxy, which some of us have already seen. Very excited. You guys should definitely see that when it comes out. And thank you so much for watching. Be sure to follow Popcorn Talk at The Popcorn Talk on Twitter and at Popcorn Talk Network on YouTube.
Would you guys be willing to send us some, like, exclusive stuff we could show next week just to, like, prep them for...
Oh, my God. If I can. There's crazy internet rules in China.
Oh.
We'll talk about it. Anyway, I'm Sarah Sterling on Twitter. Sarah Sterling _.
So nice. You gotta be proud. She's Sarah Sterling.
I'm at Sarah Sterling _. Who are you?
I'm Keaton Markey. You can follow me all over the place at Keaton Markey.
I'm Renee Ariel, and you can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel.
Thanks, guys. Bye. See you next week.
Bye.
I won't, but whatever.
Did
bye.
You just go like this?
I went like this. Okay.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.